I can explain it the way I've come to understand it for myself. I think of a theory of change as the undergirding philosophy that's driving our behavior. So for those who are familiar with iceberg model, the iceberg model where you have a giant iceberg and you can just see the tip of it and all the stuff that's at the bottom is not visible to you, but the tip of the iceberg is really part of this huge underlying influence. That's sort of how I imagine the theory of change. The theory of change is at the very bottom of that iceberg. It's your undergirding philosophies, the mental models, the mental map you have about how the world works, your worldview necessarily. Mm-hmm. And you're filtering everything through that, all the activities, all the behaviors coming through that for change making. And so we have these theories of change, and as organizations that are changing things in the world, they also have that. Governance and government leaders that are changing things, they have theories of change. And some of us have make it intentional, and some of us run around with it and it's completely unconscious to us. And and that's how I see it. It's this underlying way that you philosophically think that the world is going to change. And that theory or philosophy is driving your behavior.